Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for Saturday, November the 17th, 2019. So today we're going to read out of Luke chapter 17, verses 20 through 37. Once, on being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus replied, "The coming of the kingdom of God is not something that can be observed, nor will people say, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is,' because the kingdom of God is in your midst." Then he said to his disciples, "The time is coming when you will long to see the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. People will tell you, 'There he is,' or 'Here he is.' Do not go running after them, for the Son of Man in his day will be like the lightning which flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so it will also be in the days of the Son of Man. People were eating, drinking, marrying, and being given in marriage on the day Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. It was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be just like this on the day of the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, no one who is on the housetop with possessions inside should go down to get them. Likewise, no one in the field should go back for anything. Remember Lot's wife? Whoever tries to keep their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life will preserve it. I tell you, on that night, two people will be in one bed. One will be taken, the other left. Two women will be grinding grain together. One will be taken and the other left." "Where, Lord?" they ask. He replied, "Where there is a dead body, there the vultures will gather." So in this passage, just really plain and simply, there's a warning here for us to not miss what God is doing right here in our midst. Jesus tells his hearers that they're not supposed to look here or there for the kingdom, because the kingdom of heaven is right there among them. And I think this is something that we have to remember and we have to continually learn, and that is that God is at work all around us, and God is active and alive and moving. There's a old saying, seeing is believing, but sometimes around this time of year when we start to get into Advent and then Christmas, we hear this phrase flipped around, where it's believing is seeing. And I think that's the truth when it comes to the faith. In other words, when we begin to believe and trust in who Jesus is and in God, that God is at work around us, then we begin to see God more and more. I always compare it to like when I bought my first car. It was a Honda Element. It was burnt orange. And Honda Elements are these boxy cars. They're very visible. They're very noticeable. And as soon as we bought a Honda Element, I began to see them all over the road. In the same way, when I got my first dog, I began to realize as I walked through my neighborhood with my dog, how many people had dogs. It's like once I saw the dog and once I began to see Honda Elements, I saw them everywhere. And it's the same way with the work of God in our lives. Jesus says, if you don't need to look here or there, it's right here among you. God is working and alive and active among you. But the warning is also this, that on the days of Noah, in the days of Noah, everybody was going about their business. And in the midst of their busy lives, they missed that God was at work right there among them. In the same way, in the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, when there was a warning given to the city, like the people were busy going about their lives, and they did not see what God was doing. And so the warning for us today, even though today is a Saturday, The warning for us is not to be so distracted and busy, not to be chasing after things like wealth and power and notoriety, things that will not last, not to be entertaining ourselves to death or trying to fill our schedules with all kinds of hanging out with friends and watching TV, so much so that we miss what God is wanting to do right among us. And so today, don't look here or there for the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is right there within you, among you. It's right here. Emmanuel, God is with us. And what that means is then when Christ does return, we will be found ready because we will have been looking for him all the time. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day. Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes, or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.